Yo, I put it like wow, this that sound. These oaks don't work hard like me, I hope they know by now. Bayo Bear, stand my ground. Throw these money trees, go overseas like Percy Tau. I make sure you stay around, quiet when I'm under loud. No negatives allowed, me positivity took a vow. I always play to win, don't anticipate loss. Mind always in the cloud, my boy, never think about the drop. Never ever ever think about the drop.
Now, like, when it happens as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of times most people are thinking it's happening over there. Mm. It's like, no. It is happening. Like, that's a real person that's really happening to.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. It's something else. Dude, you know, when you said this place,
when did we
meet? 2 years ago? A year ago? 2 years ago?
I'd go safely 2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
When you said you live with a backpacker, I used to think, it's like, oh, okay, it's going to be, the way you're describing it, it's going to be like some little rinky-dink, like it'll be fun for him and his mates, he just bought something that, but when I got here yesterday, so we rolled in, there was four of us, I thought to myself, holy smokes, this place is unbelievable by places I go to standards. It was just like, it reminded me of in the Wild Coast, Away with the Fairies.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't know if you've been there.
I've never been there,
so also backpackers, but just like epic, ridiculous, looks like Lord of the Rings kind of thing.
Yeah. It's in Hogsback, right?
Exactly, in the Hogsback area, yeah. It's in Hogsback.
Yeah.
And when I came in here, just like, it never ends. Mm. And then it's like, oh no, this is a real place. Like, it's a flipping, I mean, paradise is the wrong word. It's like, because it's real.
Yeah.
So, dude, you totally underestimate.
Tangible paradise. Yeah, I underestimate pretty much everything in my life. But yeah, also, it's a bit of a weird to call it a backpackers, although essentially at the heart, that is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, travelers, especially like 20-something European travelers come, they stay here and they, I never know why, are all happy with staying in a bed. In a bedroom with people they don't know in 8 beds.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. So it is that. But it's nice to undersell it as well, because when people get that impression, then they come and they're like, oh, that's cool. As opposed to the other way around, where you oversell it. It's like, oh, it's like a super cool resort. And they come back and they arrive and they're just like, oh, not so nice. So yeah, just the way it is. Also, Ferry No. So this is Ferry No Backpackers. But Ferry No is actually the name of this little area.
Oh.
So it wasn't what the backpackers was called. It's like, you know, Waverley Girls High School. It's
got you.
Waverley equals Ferry No. So,
oh, I see. So it's like the area named the place.
It just happens to be a perfect name for a backpacker.
It is a cracking name.
Yeah.
Ferry No. Especially for this area. There's a lot of like spiritual.
There's a lot of spiritual.
The vibes are immaculate here.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's like, this place is on ley lines, and like, it's got this, and because the railway track, that's part of the energy, and you can come here and you can be healed,
and
this, and retrograde, and yeah, there's a lot of that kind of talk that goes out here.
But it is pretty cool to be in an environment where people are deliberate. Like, one of the things, just meeting some of the guests and some of the locals, like, obviously being a city guy, like, everything is always like, can I network?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like, bro, who's in your network?
Yeah.
Who's in your network? Huh? Like, what are you hustling to do?
Yeah.
But there was a market earlier today.
Yeah.
Because when are the markets?
Every Sunday.
So every Sunday there's a market.
Yeah, when it's not raining, yeah.
So there was a market, and it was just like talking to people. It was just like, oh, these people are just talking to me.
Yeah.
They're not like, not one person has asked me today, what do you do for a living?
Really?
No. Not a single person said, hey, what do you do for a living? It was just like, I spoke to a lady about her dreads, and she just told me about her dreads. Like, and then there was a guy about coffee. He just told me about his coffee and asked me about my general life, and we laughed. And there wasn't like that. Okay, at the end of this, can I have your business card?
Yeah. what are we gonna do out of this?
Yeah. So, I mean, what's that been like?
I love it. I like. Remember, like, if I was young and like reading like books that were set in a small town or something, and you're like, wow, that seems so cool. And in some ways, this place is everything I imagined that would be. In other ways, it's not like this romantic, magical thing of like a small town.
Yeah.
But in the ways that work for me, it is. It's because I've been here 10 years, half year, half Joburg, but you know, 10 years on and off. And most people here don't even know my name. And I love it.
Yeah.
It's so cool, man. And because that stuff isn't really there. And then there's the other side of it where you get a lot of people in small towns that have like alcohol problems, and that's all they're doing is they're like, they're seeking the next party, and they don't know anything about you because they never ask any questions because they're just narcissistic, you know?
Yeah. But like, you said something interesting there. You said, that's just not what you're about. Like, because we were talking a little bit earlier about what you're about.
Yeah.
And I can kind of see it in the place.
Yeah.
Like, not being funny, it's like, you're about just coming here and being like a half decent human, and then you can hang out here.
Yeah, that's what I want.
So like, well, what's the thinking there?
The thinking there with this place is to make it like, I often say, like, I try to make it as though we're living according to the preamble of the South African Constitution.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to get discriminated against based on anything, race, class, gender, sexuality, whatever. Everyone is welcome.
Yeah.
Until you're a dick. And then after you're a dick, you're just not welcome at all.
No dicks.
Like, no dicks, man.
Yeah.
Like, no bad vibes at all. And I just want a place where I feel safe, where the people here feel safe, the staff, everyone, so that, because it's an interesting place, which is, it's a big property, and there's no wall, there's no fence, there's no gate, there's no nothing.
Yeah.
Anyone can come in here anytime, which is, you know, a weird thing in South Africa.
Yeah.
But it is a safe place.
Yeah.
And that's not just because this, like, wilderness is like this enclave of safety in South Africa. Like, it is quite safe, but lots of stuff happens as well.
Yeah, sure.
So that's all I want. I just want to be in a place that I feel like relatively safe.
Who comes here?
It's like a mix, hey? Like, I'd say about 60% internationals, so people from like Germany, Netherlands, Spain, Canada, US, and then like an array of different countries, and locals, South Africans, some people who like know and understand the sort of like backpackers vibe and like it for that, and they're coming to expect to meet people, this, that, and the other. Others who are looking for like a more affordable option of going somewhere and come with the family, stay in one room, which works out quite well affordability wise. And yeah, people who like hiking and the trails around here, going to the beach, all that kind of stuff. So it's like a big array of people here.
Yeah, Wilderness is pretty sweet because it's right next to George. And if you don't want to pay, I mean, George is nice, but if you don't want to pay George prices, if you can stay here and it's 15 minutes to get there, are we kidding? It's, and you got the sea right here.
You got the sea right here, man. You got everything right here. And you got George right there. I feel less disconnected from like the world here than I did when I lived in Cape Town. I mean, you got everything. You got Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You go to George, you can get anything pretty much you want in the world, right? I mean, it's a city.
Yeah.
Is it a city? I don't know. But it
it's like a small, it's a burgeoning city.
Yeah, there's a spur. There's two spurs.
There's a Woolworths.
Yeah, two Woolworths.
Two Woolworths.
Two and a half.
Two and a half at the garage, yeah.
That's when you know it's a city, right?
No, we're cooking.
Yeah.
I mean, once we got Woolworths, then I mean, no free ads, but it is a benchmark.
Woolworths, though, they discontinued my favorite chocolate chip cookies. Like recently, I ate them for years, and it's the first thing they discontinued in 40 years of me going to Woolworths.
Adrian, your diet is hysterical for a fully grown man.
I know.
I remember you telling me last night, wait, what did you have 2 days ago? You ate, I think you had an ice cream for...
I went from Spur.
Yes.
But when I walked past Spur, I saw Panarottis, and I realized I hadn't been to Panarottis for about 20 years.
So what's Panarottis for context?
That pizza place.
Yeah.
Pizza
pasta, so like an Italian place, right? They do sell pasta and stuff.
Yeah, it's like a chain. I wouldn't say it's a big chain, because I don't think it's very successful. And there was no one in there when I went there. But like, I think I had an image of them like implanting the smell that I smelled that made me want to go there. But it's not actually real, because I was talking, you know, like the cookie was like a spray.
Yeah. It's like when you...
Italy, you know?
you know when you sell a house, They actually sell cookie spray.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
there's a cookie spray you can put so that it smells homely. Yeah.
So when I smelt and I wanted to go there, I had an image in my head of them smelling the Italy, spraying the Italy spray. So I went there, I had a Hawaiian pizza, which was really good. And then I went to...
It's crazy, by the way. A Hawaiian pizza is terrible.
Really?
Disgusting. Well, what are we doing? But anyway, so you had a Hawaiian pizza. Go ahead. Because I just want to reveal to the world what a grown man is eating, which is crazy to me.
Well, then I went from my Hawaiian pizza. I went straight to Steers and had a soft serve with a flake and a cone. Which I would always get two flakes if I could, but I've actually never thought to ask, but I wonder if
you should.
I will ask. Yeah.
But why is that? Like, if people, if you know, service staff will say, will be unhappy with their tip, why can't I ask for two flakes?
Yeah, right.
Like, if it's quid pro quo, you're serving me, I'm a client. Yeah. Sorry, I'd like another flake. Why is that a...
Well, I like to say that I never asked. I just never thought about asking until I said it right now. I mean... Talk about learning something new every day.
No, we're breaking ground here. but it's you're onto something.
Yeah.
Two flakes in my ice cream.
Much better, yeah.
It's not really. Because you had an ice cream. But this is like at night as well, eh?
This is at night, man. Yeah, in the dark.
Like, right. you've had a pizza for dinner,
yeah.
an ice cream with a single flake, which yeah. may change in the future.
Yeah,
may and well then change. People would think, oh, okay, he's obviously eaten and that's fine. He's had dessert.
But no.
Tell me more.
Then Damascus Nougat. I've moved on because Woolworths doesn't sell my cookies anymore. I now get Damascus Nougats, two of them, those size. They got the one double size and I tried it, but it's, I don't know why, it's just not as good. It's
really?
The exact same thing. Yeah.
Like mass production's not good for quality.
No, I think maybe my hands made it sweaty at the bottom or something. But I like those two, and then I had the two. And yeah, because on the weekends I chow sweets. And I don't during the week.
Oh, yeah. I see. So you're quite yeah. good with, like, I'm going to kind of like gorge when I do.
Yeah.
But then I'm disciplined enough to, it's 2 days out of five.
Yeah. So if I said the word gorge or binge, it sounds so hectic. So I like to think that I don't quite gorge or binge.
Oh, it's wilderness. We can be softer than that. you allow yourself the space to be yourself for 2 days or whatever.
I just go all in.
Really?
I'm happy with all in, I suppose.
You get stuck in.
I get stuck in, yeah. And yeah, I like it, yeah.
So yeah. you do, but you do on some level realize that is outrageous, eh?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
No, that's fine. I don't want to judge yeah. it. As long yeah. as you realize.
Well, I only realize that, the reason I realize is because there's stuff I do in my life which is so much more outrageous than that I just extrapolate back to realize that that's part of it.
Give me yeah. an example. Like, what's outrageous that you do?
Well, I mean, the fact that I live at a backpacker's.
Yes.
For a long time, I lived... When I went to Joburg, I lived with my mom.
Yes.
Here I lived with the backpackers.
Gotcha.
So now, you know, call it a few years ago, I'm 40 years old then, and then maybe I go on a date or something, and you're with someone, and then they're talking, so where do you live? Says, well, I live at a backpacker's half the time, and with my mummy the other half the time.
yeah, there we go. Yeah. Everything is dream. Yeah. Everything an accountant female
yeah, wow.
is looking, yeah,
exactly.
Oh, dream cat.
Yeah, she's at like PwC,
yes,
and so I'm living with my mum and at a backpacker's, yeah.
So have you
and I'm not Italian, you know?
Yes. have you had anyone give you feedback of like, sorry?
No, but only because there haven't been enough instances of the actual date environment for that to come up.
So. But that is funny. Yeah. Have you ever been conscious about that?
I just think it's funny, yeah.
Because it is hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you lived at the backpackers and then you thought... Because you lived here for a while, right?
I lived here for like 7 years.
So 7 years.
Always half-half, like here at Joburg, here at yeah. Joburg, yeah.
And then you bought it.
Yes.
Like, what led to that?
The previous owner was getting on. He was getting a bit tired. He wanted to hand it over to someone who... wouldn't turn it into like a den of iniquity. This place can easy because this place is a bar.
It is a good
and
time.
No gate, no wall, no fence.
Yes.
Like it can easily just go like completely like off the rails, but quick, like super quick, because you know all the dregs can come in
yes.
late at night and they're like in the dark doing their thing.
Yeah.
And he didn't want that to happen. And the landlady who actually owns the place, she's such a lovely person, and they've owned it since like the 1850s or something. And he just didn't want to throw her a hospital pass. So there were a few people who wanted to buy it. I was not one of them. And then he said, do you want to do it? And I said, okay, after thinking about it a little bit. But obviously not properly, because the moment I did that, then I woke up the next morning with like a proper depression.
Really?
Like not buyer's remorse. It's like there's buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
And then there's like buyer's depression.
Yeah.
I was like, why did I just
turn... Why the hell?
Yeah. Well, I turned my refuge into a responsibility, and I couldn't believe that I'd done that. But anyway, I got over that.
Yeah.
Here we are.
And then you've created something. But, you know, on that point, it can very quickly, like we were here last night with the guys.
Mm.
You can see how it can quickly turn into that.
Mm.
But I do like that you've kind of set up some rules to stop it turning into... Like a full-on...
Yeah.
What did you say? Like a den of debauchery.
Den of iniquity.
Iniquity. Yeah. Because it really... It can get quite debaucherous here. Because you're also in like a pretty surreal environment. You know? Whereas you can get lost with time here. Like 6 o'clock in the evening and 2 a.m. in the evening would feel the same in here.
Yeah.
It's just such a magical place.
Yeah.
So like you've got some rules there. Hey?
Yeah,
What did you set up so that it doesn't become that?
Well, like for instance, our liquor license goes till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I refuse to let us go till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, half past 10 last rounds, sometimes 11 o'clock last rounds.
Yeah.
And then after that, people just like enjoy it. You know, there's that thing of nothing good happens after midnight. And there's a lot of truth to that.
Yes.
It's like, just enjoy it, guys. And they say, but we want to carry on.
Yeah.
Carry on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Carry on the next day.
Yeah.
I'm not here to like fuel your party. You know what I mean? And like volume also is a big thing. We have neighbors as well. And then people say, oh, yeah, the bylaws will allow you. You don't have to listen to that.
I was
like, even if we didn't have neighbors, I would be the same.
Yeah.
Like, people are always ready with the answers, you know. I'm like, nope, sorry. So basically, it's just like keeping the bar so it doesn't close super late. And I'm not like Mr. like moral police.
Yeah.
But if people are doing stuff that's like super like sketchy.
Yeah.
Bye.
Cheers. And you're not allowed back. No, but I yeah. like you know what? Yeah. That's such a solid rule. Like yeah. in this world where people think anything is allowed because they feel it.
Yeah, they feel it.
Like, I don't play that.
Yeah.
Like, there are rules. Mm. And if you don't want to stick to them, no worries.
Yeah.
Go play somewhere else.
Exactly. No worries.
Yes.
Please. Live your life.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah. don't tell me your rules have to be my rules.
Yeah.
And that, but I like that because there's an integrity to what you're doing that stems off, I think, what you were saying earlier for me, right? And I'm not saying you're saying this and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but as I was thinking about what you're saying, is like, this place is lekker because you stick to that, you know? Like, the vibe is about being immaculate vibes.
Mm.
There's no need for debauchery after 10 o'clock.
Nothing.
So,
we can go till 11.
When you're pushing it, right?
Yeah. But yeah, there's no need for it, man.
There isn't a need.
No.
There isn't a need, dude. No. And like, are you proud of what you built here?
I like it, but I feel like there's a lot to do to make it better.
Really?
Yeah. Jeepers. I just don't think we're consistent enough.
In what sense?
I feel like it easily falls along the wayside if people get overly tired for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
I feel like people don't give themselves holidays enough, the people who work here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're not putting in like always quality, and it goes for all of us.
Yeah.
I just think that the place is not consistent enough for it to be considered, oh cool, that's like a super solid place, you know.
Yeah, but it's the vibes are immaculate, eh?
Yeah.
So it's a big part of sometimes being on holidays, like I don't need five-star service if the if you got five-star immaculate vibes. Yeah, you know?
I think we currently have that. I'll give us a 5 out of 8.
Yeah. I'll take it. And Eddie, thanks for having us, dude. Like, this
pleasure,
has been,
man.
It's been absolutely unreal, man. And you know, the fact that we're here, kind of doing what we're doing, and we've come for the mutt, like the big race here in George, to kind of have this sanctuary. And I've promised, we've kind of been missing each other. You know, you've been traveling at different times to me, and you're back, and I'm not, and like to have the opportunity to actually execute. You know, people say I'll visit you all the time.
I know, yeah.
People don't do it, right? People
I was very impressed though.
Yeah, like
you guys pulled in here. Yeah.
No, we did it. It was a listen, hell of a drive, but absolutely worth it. And you know, to be here, like I'm stoked. I'm stoked that I got to have this experience because I just love being with you for so many reasons. Like as a human being, when we met, I was just like, this guy's stellar, you know. And also, it's like my show's back as well.
Yeah.
We've been off YouTube for a while. The MKT show is kind of back, and we're working with the Mutt. So we're kind of in the area.
Beautiful.
Like it kind of serves a few things.
What's the plan with the show?
5 days a week and become Africa's like sports entertainment home. Oh,
brilliant.
Like this must be the place where you come and laugh and like you don't have to be ultra into sport.
Yeah.
But if you're into like just come hang out with the lads and laugh for 2 hours, this is the shop. Like this is it.
Brilliant.
This is where you want to be. And we'll tell you the football scores and stuff, but I'm not going to tell you the inverted left back. It's not interesting to anyone. I don't want to be that show. Like, you come here, we're going to talk about the latest topics, but also come have a laugh. Like, if there's somebody who's wearing funny shoes in hip hop, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like that's the vibe, you know?
Yeah.
So we're trying to build something sports entertainment.
Brilliant.
Like that's what I call it.
Our and the show's called MKT?
The MKT show.
The MKT show.
That's it.
Is that Mbulelo K Tinta?
Mbulelo Kayele to Tinta, which is me.
To Tinta?
Yeah, that's it.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Midas touch. Tinta means to touch in closer.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So hopefully I don't turn my daughter into gold. King Midas turned, is it daughter or son into gold?
It was everything at one point and then I can't remember the end.
It's too long.
What, the story, is it?
Yeah. Just make it shorter. Everything he touches turns to gold. There we go. Three lines.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so we're looking forward. But being involved, so the other reason we're here, obviously, is the Mutt, which is the Mountain Ultra Trail in George. It's like, it's pretty big, you know? Like,
people from all over the country.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Yeah, guys from everywhere. It's big. It's 40, like 40 plus races around the world.
Really?
Yeah, part of the UTMB series.
Yeah.
So it's like 100 milers, 100 milers, 100K races, like monster mountain races, crazy stuff.
So the 100 miler just running, eh?
Yeah, running up and down mountains, eh?
Oh my God.
Yeah. 50 hours they've got.
Are you serious?
Most people are going to finish in 40 hours plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's real guys and real girls.
I'm doing my 21st comrades this year.
In your mind.
I'm joking. I've done zero comrades.
No. You, in your mind. You're doing it in your mind. Yeah. You do. So that's going to be sweet. I mean, it's lekker to be involved in that. Before I let you get back to running in the backpacks, though, I do have an issue that we discussed on the phone.
Yes.
That okay. I cannot get beyond. So I've been watching. Yeah. I've watched exactly. So Adrian's a big. You're a big cricket fan.
Yeah.
It's one of our connection points.
Yeah.
I was watching T20 cricket in the very first year it happened.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember when it came to South Africa, the IPL?
Yeah, 2009. Same year as the Confed Cup came here.
Okay, so there we have it. And I used to think, oh, this is quite novel, but it's fine. I've still got Test cricket.
Yeah.
So I'm just Test cricket. Like, all that matters to me is the Ashes now, because everything else is nonsense. They don't play 5 series tests. And Indian cricket in India, for me, it's like, whatever. They doctor the pitches too much. I'm not into it. The IPL is the biggest joke for me, where people are making 200.
Yeah.
For fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's now people making 220. It's like, yeah, no, that's what people are doing.
They made like 287-ish the other day.
287 in IPL?
I think Sunrisers Hyderabad.
287?
280-something, and then RCB chasing got 262, so they only lost by like 20 runs.
Who's enjoying that?
Me.
But what about it? Like, what is enjoyable about baseball?
Okay, so there's a big discrepancy that's wrong. I mean, I know Sam Curran from Punjabi Kings the other day said it's like baseball, isn't it?
Yeah.
First of all, I've watched baseball a lot, and it's not. Baseball is a lot more boring than that, because baseball, you're lucky to see one home run in
a
game, right?
Sure, yeah.
So, but with cricket, so first of all, I love Test cricket above all else as well, right?
Yeah.
One day cricket, out of context, so out of a World Cup, maybe ICC Champions Trophy, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It's super boring.
Terrible.
T20 cricket is not boring. You're taking the boring parts out of an ODI, basically, right? And the first ODI, the first T20 that was ever played, I think it was like around 2005. It was Australia versus New Zealand. It was like sort of a joke.
I remember it.
Yeah, the New Zealand guys had the headbands.
Yes,
and that
disgusting like brown kit.
Yes,
didn't they?
Yeah. That match, the Aussies got 214, I think it was.
Yeah.
Ricky Ponting got 98, not out, 55 balls, something like that. And then New Zealand got out 170, so they lost by whatever runs. But so the first match ever played was over 200 runs scored. And a lot of the pitches are quite flat, so it becomes a bit of a road, easy to hit, true bounce and stuff like that. But so the scores have always been up. What's happened now in the IPL in the last 2 years is they brought the impact player rule in. So you know how that works. It's a 12 player, and then they sub someone out.
Yeah, for whatever
that
role.
That creates a fearlessness in the batsman, an extra level of fearlessness that wasn't there before. They were all like, I mean, there's been a lot of fearlessness in batting, but in T20, but it's up the level. So that's what's got the scores as a line, like the overall median of scores higher.
Yeah.
I don't like that, because also that leads to less development of all-rounders, and all-rounders you have to have in a cricket team. And if you have an all-rounder who's just batting or just bowling and getting subbed out, which doesn't always happen, if that happens, like a key part of being an all-rounder, I play cricket my whole life and I'm an all-rounder.
Yeah.
And I know that if I haven't bowled well, I've always got my batting to sort of back it up. If I haven't batted well, I've always got the bowling to back it up. So those two things go together.
Yeah.
So if you take one away, you're just not as good a batsman as everyone else, unless you're like Jacques Callis.
Yeah.
Or you're not as good a bowler as anyone else. You need them together.
I'm with you.
So I don't like that rule at all. But what will happen is, I believe that the bowlers will figure out how to counter it in the next year. Often it takes like a whole tournament like that to change things. Everyone's kind of like wide-eyed and come back the next year, and then it's like, you know, more slow balls, more this, more that, whatever it might be. So, but I mean, who doesn't like seeing sixes and fours hit? And people say, we're going to get desensitized to sixes and fours. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. I mean, if that's the worst thing that happens, fine.
It's a rich person's problem. I pay too much taxes.
Talk about first world problems.
I'm with you.
But there's like, for me, the IPL's every day at 4 p.m., Monday through Saturday, there's a game to watch. I just follow it online, you know, not watching, just the cricket info.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. I don't know, it's cool. It's like, there's a gladiatorial element to it. Like, you know, the leader's just giving us something to watch and like, you know, entertain the masses.
I'm with you, yeah.
So I love it.
Really, hey? Yeah. So that's so interesting to me, because I just cannot stand the thought of watching another T20 game. And
without context, it is a bit hectic. It's like there's too much sport on TV, like full stop, and there's too much cricket.
That's the nice thing about the Premier League. 38 games, and then like I'm starved for
Premier
2 months.
Premier League, is that
English Premier League? Yeah.
Is that still going on?
It's still a thing. It's still a little thing, and my team's terrible. But but I do think scarcity can be your friend.
Definitely.
You know, so you know, it's interesting the way you present it, because I cannot watch T20 cricket anymore. It doesn't matter
if IPL was the only thing. See, IPL is like the jewel in the crown of all these franchises. You've got the SA20, the IL20, the Lankan Premier League, the Bangladesh Premier League, the BBL, the WBBL. It's like, it is too much. But the IPL is at least like the crown jewels, you know?
Tell me this, the transient nature of it though, like, does it matter that Quinton de Kock plays for 8 teams?
That's one of the worst parts of all of it. And you've chosen a person who I think is one of the worst representatives of cricket in the world.
Yeah.
But so, no, I don't understand why anyone, any team would pay anyone who they know is only going to be there for 3 games. I don't understand why they would get anyone who they know is only going to be there for the things not going into the knockouts. Like that part of being part of a team that goes all the way or doesn't make it all the way together.
Exactly.
That's super important. So that element of it, I don't understand. These guys who are going into the IL20 in Dubai or whatever and then doing a little bit there and a little bit SA20.
But here's my thing. Here's my thing. I used to blame the players.
Yeah.
Like, I used to blame Quinton de Kock. And I've thought about it. It's like, what must he do? Not earn $2 million. Mm. So I would take it away from him and go, you've got to restructure it. So that guys are locked into one IPL bigger umbrella for 5 years. Like if Quinton de Kock played for the same... Because obviously you can't stop making his money, right?
Yeah.
Imagine he played for the same... And let's say you can only play for 2 teams a year.
You mean like Sunrisers, Eastern Cape and Sunrisers...
And Sunrisers, Hyderabad. Yeah, you have to play for those guys. And that's it for 5 years. You are locked in.
Yeah.
Because also it allows storylines to develop. And also for me as a fan. Like, I know... Like... Didier Drogba, he plays for Chelsea. He can't just move to Bayern Munich because they bid more money for him next season across the board. You know, of course it happens in football, but you can't have 6 players play for different... that transient nature also, it means I can't connect my heart to it.
Yeah,
that's true. It's all I care about is the Ashes.
I love the Ashes, it's the last
one that matters where your Warriors against my Warriors. And you know what I like about it?
Yeah.
I think I'll finish it off on this. I like that it's my Warriors against your Warriors. This is what I love about Test cricket when you are playing for your country.
Yeah.
And cricket's unique.
Yeah.
You can't just go and buy, like, Travis Head for Pakistan.
Yeah.
Like, your limitations, can you make the chessboard work with your piece? I think it's such a big part of cricket because cricket is really, like, especially Test cricket, like, it's all about attrition, you know. It's a war of attrition over 5 days, over five game series, where people get injured and he gets suspended and your over rate's too slow, and it's like war. It's like war skirmishes.
Yes.
Whereas this just feels throwaway for me. But I get what you're saying, and also maybe I'm just old man yelling at the clouds.
Maybe, yeah. Because also, I mean, if you think of England and the Ashes and all their homegrown English people like Jonathan Trott, Kevin Peterson,
all the South Africans,
Graham Hick, Robin Smith, Craig Kiesewetter, all these, like, I mean, half of their people. But so, yeah, I mean, I get it as well.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, yeah, I wish there was more Test cricket. I love the Ashes. But the thing that is my salvation when watching is I don't have a connection to any team. You know what? When... Luis, I was watching Ghana play Uruguay at the 2010 World Cup. And I was sitting behind the goals and up a bit and watching that all play out after Suarez did this. And then Gian missed the penalty. And Gian had become my hero in the previous game when Carlos Bocanegra had like come and like pushed up against him when they were playing USA. And he stood.
Yep.
And everyone else in that whole World Cup and always just fell over in that situation. He stood up tall and he scored the goal that got him to the wall.
Yeah.
Carried on playing. And then I was like, Gian, this guy. And then that all played out like it did. And then after that, and I used to support Liverpool because my mum was from Liverpool.
Yeah.
And then Liverpool bought him. I was like, that's it. That's my last connection with the team. I just follow sport for the numbers. I like seeing people. If Ricky Ponting had 250 runs, even though I didn't really like him as a person, judgment, I just didn't get a good feel, I want him to make 300. If so-and-so gets 8 wickets, I want to see if he can get 10.
So you're not attached to...
I'm not attached to those things. So because of that, like, I just like the numbers. They get 280-something in a T20. I'm like, whoa. The guy gets like 110 runs at like a 350 strike rate.
Yeah,
I'm like, whoa, I want to see that again. Jake Fraser-McGurk smashing things all over the ground. I want to see that. So I'm not like super connected with like, oh, Chennai, Liverpool. Like, screw you, man. You bought Luis Suarez and that dude got a deliberate handball and everyone said it was fine because that's just what you got to do to win. I'm like, I'm sorry. It was like watching all your kittens die in front of you watching that match.
Oh, that's so
that
good.
Hurt me. So I'm out. I was already like that before anyway. But yeah, so I don't really mind that. But the transient nature of it, it leads to like, jiggity jaggity jigsaw things getting filled out. This guy's coming to Leicestershire for 3 games.
Yeah,
it's like, why?
Yo, what are we doing?
What are you doing? So, yeah, I'm sort of with you as well.
Yeah.
But and I love watching the Ashes just because it's 5 matches. Like, that's a proper journey.
It's special, right?
No, I don't want like one test, two, a two test series. It's dumb.
That's not a series.
Yeah.
That's like, not a series.
Let's say Wimbledon and the final's the best of two sets. What happens if it's one all?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, it rains. Yeah. Put cricket stadiums indoors.
Yeah, they need a retractable roof.
So, you're, like, it's all first world countries.
Yeah. Australia, England, and India could put the money together and buy it for the rest of us.
Fairy no, huh? Hey?
Fairy no. Fairy no backpackers.
Fairy no back. Oh, because Fairy no's the area.
Ferino's area. Ferino Hotel, there's Ferino Station, which is not a station anymore. I'm sure there was a post office here in the, like, the 1700s, but I don't know. I've done zero research.
Ferino backpacks.